Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Hey, yes, ma'am. Madison transferred me to you. She's super nice, by the way. So for some reason, I keep getting notices that this company is trying to charge my card for something. But the issue is that that's my debit card for my bank, for my paycheck, and the only time I ever even use that card is to bring cat to get cash out on payday. So it's never used on the internet for anything, which means somebody got a hold of the number, and I'm gonna have to go and get a new card. So what I need to do on your end?
Okay, so I'd be happy to go over the account still again with you. You verify your first and last name and your full shipping address.
Okay, my first and last name is Lester Tuck. And shipping would be 111 Fraser Street, or I'm sorry, Fraser Road, Fraser, 16059.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. So the only thing I do show here was I just have to go reclarify. On December 26th, it was a charge for $7.95 for a Trump 2024 hat or cap that was shipped out on December 27th.
Yeah, no clue, because best thing about my address, it's you can't even it, because it's a gated community, you can't even get to my address. It has to go to the, like, when we order stuff, we have to order it to the address of the front office. So that's why it's got to be fraud. But here's the thing: if you're saying they charge $7, but that's not the charge that's showing up, it's like 60 something dollars that's showing up.
The reason being because that $7.95 charge, with it being for the hat, it actually did come in the terms and conditions with like a monthly membership, because the hat was a welcoming gift into your membership program, where yeah, you'll be charged $67.32 like monthly, but in return you'll receive a $125 voucher that'll be sent out via the email.
I don't. And what kind of hat are you talking about? Is it like a work hat or something?
It's a Trump 2024.
No, that wouldn't be me. I'm an Army intel officer. I'm not allowed to be political, so that's for sure got to be fraud. So I guess I'm gonna have to change this card out. Do you need anything
Oh.
from me on my end to help you out,
Well,
or what?
I need you to verify your email address.
Sure, my email address is prime six PRIME 6 at iCloud.com.
Okay. And yes, sir. And then also, I just have to still verify that we can file this as fraud. We just want to make sure that you're fully aware that all cases of fraud are reported for pending investigation, and that false claims of fraud or no can result in fraudulent like charges such as penalties and everything as well. So as long as you're sure you and nobody in your household placed the order, then yes, sir, we are going to process this as fraud, okay?
Cool. Yeah, I'm positive
Okay.
about that. Like I said, it's a, I don't even know if it can be used in that way, like as a charge. It probably can, but it's an actual debit card to my bank, and when I get a paycheck, it's a government paycheck, then I can go and get cash out. So yeah, that's weird. I guess somebody, but you know what? It's not you guys' fault. It happens all the time on the internet.
Right, so I'm in the process now of getting the account canceled out, and also I'll fully refund. The only charge was just the shipping and handling costs, so
Okay. Yeah,
that's
like I said,
cool.
it did, I don't think it charged me, so you shouldn't be refunding me anything. It stopped the, it was like a $60 charge, but it stopped it. So I don't think it charged me anything.
The only thing was, because like I said, the cap was shipped out on December 27th. It was just a $7.99. So that's why we know we have to clarify, because that original order was processed and it was shipped out already. And I'm just going to
Oh, so
track it here. Yeah, because see, the hat, it
there were
was
two.
delivered on December 31st at 11:21 a.m.
So you're saying it was two charges. It was like a 60, and you're saying a $4 or something.
No, the original order was $7.95 the shipping and handling
Okay.
costs for the cap, and it was shipped out and delivered on December 21st. So that's why, with us
That's a
doing
hard. I'll go through my bank and look, but I don't think I got that charge. So maybe it got mixed up or something. Because, like I said, I don't think I got that $7 charge. I think the only charge was when it tried to charge me the $60 or something.
Well, no, sir. I'm showing here, and I verified it was made with that same Visa card that the attempt was the 6732. It was with the Visa card ending in 6123. So with the fraud claim, we still have to, you know, process everything, even though the cat was delivered. So just continue to bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to do a full refund on the $4.99 and also that $7.95 charge.
Okay.
So one moment.
And what do you need on my end? Do I need to get a statement or something? Or?
No, sir. We're just going to process it as normal, and then we're going to make sure that the account is canceled out. And we just, like I said, these are the two charges that we showed it did go through, and we're just fully refunding those and making sure that the account is canceled, which I just have done. I'm going to do have the cancellation number.
Okay. I will go tomorrow up to the front office up there and see if there was something delivered. If by chance there was something delivered, how do I get in touch with you to call you back and let you know they sent it here?
Because you don't even have to return it. So you can just, you know, discard it, give it away. But what we have done today, like I said, the refunds does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. And also I do have that confirmation number here.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. It's C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
263.
Yep.
517.
Mhm.
526.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir. Was there anything else I can do for you?
No, ma'am. I sure appreciate all this.
You're welcome.
And,
thanks.
You guys are awesome. I sure appreciate it. All right.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye.
Take care.